This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Okay, everyone. So this week on our Be Our Guest podcast, I'm joined by Victor Peruta, who is you're kind of the founder and creator of Cincinnati's Victory of Light Psychic Festival.
Yes, that's right. I founded the expo in 1992. And it was upon the suggestion of a psychic, which is crazy. So the psychic's suggestion turned into a 26-year event that is now one of the largest conventions in Cincinnati. And Victory of Light Expo is one of the largest psychic fairs in the country now.
All right. So, Victor, do you consider yourself a psychic?
Absolutely. That's how I make my money. I'm a psychic, and I do personal consultations. I'll do readings at events and parties. Lately, I've been doing a lot of spirit communication, which is mediumship, as in Teresa Caputo and people like that. And I love doing that kind of work because it's very powerful because it connects people with their loved ones in the spirit world
that have passed.
Yeah, and the spirit world's all around us. I mean, they're always around. We may not be aware that they're around, but they're there. They're watching over us and they're involved in our lives.
So as a psychic, when you meet someone for the first time, let's just say how you and I met today, do you immediately start like reading their energies, or can you see spirits around them, or like how does that whole thing work?
That's a great question. I'm so glad you asked that because a lot of people don't. It's kind of like when you're driving and you've got, a normal gear that you're driving in. You can change gears when you need to or when you want to. As a psychic, my psychic abilities are not always on. They're kind of on idle. But when I want to turn them on, I can quickly turn them on. And for me, it's kind of like a mental switch. Have you ever seen those magic eye books?
Yeah.
Where you see these random patterns on a page, but the more you stare at it, all of a sudden you see a dinosaur or a landscape.
Yeah,
or,
so everything's blurry. And then if you look at one point of it, you can see like what the image
is. Everything comes into focus. It's kind of like that for me. If I wanted to start reading you, I would simply move into that gear.
Oh, so yeah. At the Victory of Light Psychic Festival, how many different people do you have there? I know you have a lot of guests. Is it like you walk in and there's a booth? I have never been. So for someone that has never been, kind of explain it to me a little bit.
Well, sure. The show takes up the entire Schoenberg Convention Center. So you walk into the convention center and both floors are filled with things going on. So we've got live music. We've got food. We've got 300 exhibitors. You can do some shopping. You can get personal readings or healings at the booths. And we've got nearly 100 seminars on everything body, mind, and spirit. So during those seminars, you can learn a lot of different things about yourself. We've got every hour on the hour free psychic readings taking place during the seminars. So if you can't afford a personal psychic reading, but you still want to see what it's like
and
possibly
it's about.
Get a reading in one of the seminars, you'll be able to do that. Some of the mediums we have doing these free readings are top notch, some of the best in the country. And you can also learn something about past lives, have a past life regression. During these types of experiences, we actually experience our own past lives. And that tells us a lot about who we are today because, we're mysterious. We don't really know where all those little loose ends of our lives really come from, but they have their origins in past lives.
Right. So if you have like a dream or like a something, and you're like, I feel like I was there before, would that be considered a past life regression?
Yes. That's called intuition. So let's say you go to a new city for the first time, and you've probably had that experience where you get off the plane and you feel the vibe, the energy of the city. And you say, oh my God, this is so familiar to me. I've been here before. And there have been documented examples of people who have never been to a certain city, but they lived there in a past life. They knew exactly where to go to find where they were heading, their hotel or whatever.
Yeah.
And there are, of course, many documented cases of children experiencing or remembering their past lives. And that has been documented through fact.
Mm-hmm. Why is it important to know about your past life regression?
Well, it comes down to know thyself.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
I think, was it Plato who said that? One of the Greek philosophers said, know thyself. And the more you know about yourself, the more powerful your life is, because during a past life regression, you learn your talents, you learn maybe things you didn't know about yourself, good things. And sometimes you learn about karma, which is forces you've set in motion in the past that are playing out in this lifetime.
In the present.
Exactly. For example, in your marriage or in your relationship with your kids or in your job. You know, some relationships are not easy. Some are effortless. You know, and sometimes you meet somebody and you've never seen them before, but you feel like you're old friends the first time
instantly
you meet.
Instantly you hit it off.
You hit it off. And those are your friends from past lives that you've just simply reconnected with in this lifetime.
If someone wants to come to the Victory of Light Psychic Festival, how do they, and get a reading, should they sign up for that kind of thing beforehand, or is it important to go on the first day? Like, how does it work when you want to get a reading?
We don't sell
or a past life regression.
Absolutely. Well, you don't have to sign up for anything. You just show up at the Sharonville Convention Center on November 17th and 18th. The show is from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. The tickets are available at the door. And you just walk in, and you can attend the sessions. The schedule is on our website. Or you can sign up with a psychic for a psychic reading. They're going to have sign-up sheets, and you sign up during a certain time, mm-hmm. and you go back to that psychic during that time for your reading.
What is the price range on some of the readings?
The readings tend to range in $20 to $40, somewhere in there.
So what about you? Like, what about if someone wants to contact you personally? Are you available at the Psychic Festival, or would you prefer them, like, contact you outside of that day? You're probably very busy that day.
I am busy that weekend, but always on Sunday at 2 p.m., I do my Ask a Psychic seminar.
Oh.
And that's when I'm doing readings for the audience. And the audience is usually about 300 people, believe it or not. And I love doing it. I love doing spontaneous readings for people in the audience. And so that gives you an opportunity to see me in action for an hour doing readings for members of the audience. And the readings are, you know, I get feedback from people where, you know, just during that 1 minute interaction I had with them during that session, their lives were really helped because they might connect with a dead person, and the dead person might even apologize for something they did or the way they were. And there's a lot of healing, soul healing, that takes place at the Victory of Light Expo.
Can you do like a 30-second reading for me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd be happy to.
All right, can we just do it right now? Like, let's pretend mm-hmm. that I'm in the audience at the Psychic Festival, and you walk up and you're like, oh my gosh, there's Jennifer Fritsch.
Okay, so let me tell you how that works. do you have a question for me? And if not, you can this is what we do at Ask a Psychic.
Okay.
At the convention center. You can ask a specific question, and if you can't think of a specific question, just say, well, what do you see?
All right, well, what do you see?
Okay. Okay, what I'm seeing is flowers coming out of your aura, out of your heart chakra. Flowers always mean that you're friendly and interested in people. I also see you as somebody who is actually very deep, but has not yet explored her depths, which means you need to go have a past life regression or one of those sessions, because you're a deep person who's living life a little more on the surface. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that might be because of your career or, you know, other sorts of matters. You're also a very emotional person.
Yes.
And, you know, I feel that energy from you. So sometimes you could become emotionally overwhelmed. And a lot of times emotional people have cover-ups, such as a sense of humor or jokes or a personality they put on to not show that deeper emotional side. I also see you spinning records. I don't know if you do any DJ work or just listen to music, but obviously we're here at a radio station. So that's pretty.
It might be intervening a little mm-hmm. bit, interfering.
But I also feel that you are a very, very sensitive person. And I, you know, not to touch on anything personal, but you're conflict averse, or when there's a situation that you feel is could be messy, you'll back away from it and probably ask someone else to handle it for you.
Very true. Good job. Mm-hmm. I know I don't really like conflict. Let me ask you one more question before we get down to some more details. How do you feel about people that are skeptical about psychics or mediums or, you know, that like going through a past life regression? How do you feel about people that are very skeptical or think that it's just stuff that you make up?
Well, first of all, skeptical is good. You should not buy everything you hear, hook, line, and sinker, right away. That's just stupid. I mean, that means that you could become a victim of a con person. Not that we have con people associated with anyone at Victory of Life, but in any field, there are people who are not up and up. And you get that with psychics, lawyers, you know, accountants, everybody, anybody that you'd meet, doctors. I mean, there's bad people in every field. So I think being skeptical and cautious is simply being intelligent. But there's a difference between being skeptical and closed-minded. If you're closed-minded, you're going to be like a rock. Nothing gets in there.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're skeptical but open-minded, that's perfect, because that way you can learn something, and you're also at the same time somewhat reserved and cautious.
All right, Victor, so give me the details one more time. It's Cincinnati's Victory of Light Psychic Festival. It's happening the weekend of November the 17th and 18th from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. Do you recommend people buy tickets ahead of time?
Well, we do not have advanced tickets. Tickets are at the door, but we've got three entrances, so the line moves fast.
Okay.
And all the seminars are free except for four, and you can pay for those as you walk into the seminar. We do sell advanced tickets to one of our seminars, and you could find information about that on our website, victoryoflight.com. But we're at the Sharonville Convention Center the weekend before Thanksgiving. The show is Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and all the details are on victoryoflight.com, victoryoflight.com. And this is the Midwest's largest psychic fair, and it's right here in Cincinnati.
Awesome. Thank you, Victor, so much. It was such a pleasure hanging out and talking with you
today.
Thank
you so much. I love this.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.